Apple time.
This is a public hearing for the revision of the M&amp;O expenditure budget for FY21. In front of you, I put that, there's two pages there, paper clipped, and I wrote on the bottom of them. So what I'm going to tell you is that in the M&O line, bottom line, there is an increase of $215,739. And that is due to, number one, which you'll all appreciate, is there's a reduction in Bisbee tuition. That went down by a decrease of $18,000.
Why now?
Just an adjustment in the student count.
Oh. Okay.
And then, of course, the second thing, it went down because of our budget balance carry forward, increased our budget by $181,668. And then we transferred on paper, when we originally did the budget, the worksheet, we had put money from M&O into capital. And so when we revised the budget, we don't want all that money in capital because that had an increase also. I put all that money back in the M&O. So that contributed to all that increase of the $215,000. The budget balance carry forward is basically when we do the budget in July is just a estimate of things that we think are going to happen. And we try to, on these particular items, we budget lower, the amount lower than what it could be. Just so you know, you're going to make your budget limit and everybody can live within that area. So when the ADE gets in their school finance, they come in, they take your FY20 AFR and your 21 budget and compare things. And so if it shows less expenditures than your budget in FY20, that's what you're going to increase your 21 budget with. But you do not get that answer until normally February. So then the first time you can, or the last time you can revise your budget is in May. So that's how all this kind of stuff just is a waiting game to see all those computations get done and formulas factored and everything else that ADE School Finance does, and then they'll send you a budget 75 report, and it tells you on there what you can increase or have to decrease your budget with. So you'd rather do it low in July and then increase it more when you do your revision. But you don't want to reduce your M&O. Anybody have any questions at this point? And so the capital page, the second one, that one increased by $48,792. And that is basically around at the same kind of formula that school finance does. And that brought our budget up to $258,130. And we have not touched capital hardly at all this year. Maybe $20,000 in that ballpark, something like that. It shows a little bit more only because we are buying some things, but we're going to get reimbursed by the ESSER grant. And so I'll put the money back into the capital area, and so it will show by the end of August that we've hardly spent anything out of it this year. So we'll have some to carry over budget money. And so with the increase in the M&O by $215,000, I'm hoping at least that amount of money is going to get carried over to next year since we're moving so much stuff into the ESSER funds and other ones. So, and then, you know, got a lot of money, not a lot, but I've got probably $400,000 still encumbered in M&O, but probably more than half of that won't get paid out because various things happening.
So,
put in POs.
Just so they understand, what encumbered means, like when Donna comes to me, we're going to get a bill. We think the bill is going to be $500 or $600, but we're going to put down up to $1,000 or $1,500 just to make sure that if they bill us more, we're not writing it after we got the bill, because that's how we get dinged on the audit. So there's always a little extra money sitting there, and then she has to go back and clean that up. That's what the encumbered means. It's just kind of a big word for,
now,
in case we need it.
Salaries and benefits are always encumbered because those are things you're liable for, and you've got a liability, so you always want to make sure those things are definitely encumbered in the beginning of the year. So, because you've got your people that have to be paid for. And then the other 10% of your budget goes to your utilities and other, mostly the utilities this year, because we're trying to pay for everything else out of the other funds that we seem that we're getting. So keep it out of the M&O. Okay? Does the public have any questions?
Not at all.
Nope.
The other thing, and I know Donna was talking about it, but our goal is to, with this ESSER funding, our goal is to use the ESSER funding and save on grants that we can move forward. Okay, there are some grants that we can move forward that we use right now to pay partial teacher salaries. Instead of using that, we'll use the ESSER funding and the ARP funding. And so that ultimately, because that money goes away September 30th of 2024, and September 30th of 2023, because we have to use that money in short order, 22 it is, we want to use that first. We'll save our other funds so that as we move forward through 2024 and 2025, there's more funds available in those accounts so we can go back to paying for teachers there when we don't have the other funding. Okay? We want to keep our M&O as high as we can. Last year when we moved forward, we barely had enough maybe for a month's bills. Ultimately, you'd like to have 2 or 3 months' bills there. So, you know, just it's protective. I gave you guys an amended agenda. If there's nobody else that has, we can stop that now. Anybody, nobody else had a question? Anybody?